弟兄姐妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
我们今年暑假的主日信息主题是从圣经中的祷告学习祷告。
This summer's sermon series has been about learning how to pray from some of the Bible's prayers.
其实圣经当中很有特色的祷告非常多。
Actually, there are a lot of really special prayers in the Bible.
在过去两个半月当中，我们只挑了几个。
In the past 2.5 months, we've just chosen a few of them.
挑选的也未必是最有分量会或者是最广为人知的祷告。
We've not necessarily chosen the most well-known or impressive prayers.
比如说我们没有讲主祷文。
For example, we did not talk about the Lord's Prayer.
因为那是值得另外用一整季一系列的讲道来学习的。
Because that requires a completely different way of study.
在2000年、公元2000年 Bruce Wilkinson 写了一本书叫《雅比斯的祷告》。
In 2000, Bruce Wilkinson wrote a book called The Prayer of Jabez.
根据的是旧约历代志上4:10所记载一位叫做雅比斯的人所做的祷告。
This book concentrates on 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10, which records the prayer of a man named Jabez.
虽然有一些人觉得这个 Bruce Wilkinson 太高举雅比斯祷告的重要性了。
Although some people felt like Bruce Wilkinson exaggerated the importance of the prayer of Jabez,
更不赞成他鼓励人天天照着雅比斯的祷告来祷告
or disapproved of how he encouraged people to pray the prayer of Jabez every day.
他那本书还是很快就升到《纽约时报》畅销书排行榜的第一名。
The book still rose very quickly to the top of the New York Times bestsellers list.
而且被翻成许多外国的语言，畅销全世界，卖掉900万本。
It was still translated into many foreign languages, became a worldwide bestseller, and sold over 9 million copies.
我个人觉得圣经当中所记载雅比斯的祷告的确有正面的参考价值。
I personally feel that the Bible's recording of the prayer of Jabez serves as a good frame of reference.
不过今天我要带大家看的不是雅比斯的祷告，而是雅古尔的祷告。
Even though we are not discussing the prayer of Jabez today, but instead the prayer of Agur.
把这两个祷告摆在一起看的话，我觉得雅比斯的祷告是合乎人之常情的祷告。
If you compare these two prayers, I feel Jabez's prayer is a prayer that resonates more with natural human desires.
而雅古尔的祷告却比较特别，引人深思。
While Agur's prayer is more unique and causes us to reflect.
在第七节雅古尔说他向神求两件事。
In verse 7, Agur writes that he asked God for two things.
先请大家从接下来的经文当中找出他求的两件事情是什么。
First, I want to ask everyone to look at the passage and pick out the two things that he asks for.
第一是什么？
What's the first one?
好，就是使虚假和谎言远离我。那第二就是使我也不贫穷。也不富足，赐给我虚用的饮食。
The first one is to keep falsehood and lies far from me, and the second one is to give neither poverty nor riches, but only my daily bread.
在第八节的希伯来文圣经原文里面，这两件事情都各用两个名词做那一句话的开始。
In the original Hebrew, verse 8, each sentence starts with two different Hebrew nouns.
那第一件事提到的两个名词是虚假和谎言，第二件事提到的名词是贫穷和富足。
The first sentence starts with falsehood and lies, and the second starts with poverty and riches.
雅古尔是用非常强调的语气来向神祈求说，请让这四件东西都远离我。
Agur really uses a strong tone to ask God to keep these four things far from him.
虚假和谎言，我们一看就知道不好。
Falsehood is obviously bad.
And lies
are obviously bad.
那贫穷呢？也没有人喜欢。
What about poverty? Of course, no one likes that.
所以希望远离这三件事情，我们很容易理解。
So for these three things, it's really easy for us to understand.
但是让人惊讶的是，雅古尔居然也希望神让富足远离他。
But the thing that will surprise us is that.Agur also asks the Lord to keep riches far from him.
特别值得注意的是，雅古尔把这四样东西是完全平等的摆在一起，认为他们息息相关，所以这四样他都不要。
Agur takes all four of these things and puts them in the same category and says they are the same and he doesn't want any of them.
那今天早上我们就是要来看雅古尔为什么做这样的一个祷告。
So this morning we will look at why Agur prays this prayer.
那因为他求的第二件事情比较特别，我们就先看。
Because the second thing that he asks is more unique, let's look at that first.
好，第八节后半句，雅古尔的祷告是：使我也不贫穷，也不富足，赐给我需用的饮食。
So verse 8 says, give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread.
接下来的第九节，他解释了他如此祷告的原因。
In verse 9, he gives the reasons why he prays a prayer like this.
那在第八节的祷告当中，他把不要贫穷放在前面，也不要富足摆在后面。
In verse 8, he puts, do not have poverty and nor riches in the front, and do not have riches. Do not have poverty in front, and puts do not have riches in second place.
但在解释的时候，他却先解释他为什么不要富足，后解释他为何也不希望贫穷。
But when he's explaining why he doesn't want these things, he puts why he doesn't want riches first, and then he explains why he doesn't want poverty.
我们先谈富足。
So let's first talk about riches.
有没有人一点都不希望再富有一点的？举个手，有没有？
Does anybody not want to be a millionaire?
哎，有一个啊。最近新闻经常报道有人中乐透奖的消息。
Recently, the news has talked about a lot about people who have won the lottery.
你梦想过中乐透奖吗？
Do you dream of becoming a lottery winner?
你会为了想中奖去花钱买彩券吗？
Did you ever spend money to buy some lottery tickets?
我自己从来没有买过这些彩券。
I never bought them personally.
也不太认同这种带有赌博性质的做法。
And I don't really like the gambling nature of this.
但是我就比别人清心寡欲，不梦想富足吗？
But am I not like everyone else who wants to become rich?
我记得二十多年前，我透过Publishers Clearing House 订阅杂志。
I remember over 20 years ago, I used to receive the Publishers Clearing House magazines.
那每年都会有一次特大的抽奖，这个头奖有上百万的奖金。
I remember, every year they would have a really big prize that of like where the top prize was $1 million.
那因为什么都不需要买就可以免费参加，我每次都把表格填填就寄回去抽奖。
Because you didn't have to buy anything, you just had to fill it out. I just filled it out every year and sent it in.
那时候每年开奖都是在美国职业橄榄球超级杯比赛的那一天。
Every year they would announce the winner on the day of the Super Bowl.
那在比赛中场休息的时候，电视会实况转播，颁奖单位的代表就会去到得奖家的人家的住家前按门铃。
In halftime of the Super Bowl, they would show you live as they took the prize and brought it to the front door of the winner and rang the doorbell.
那人开了门才知道自己中了大奖。
That person only knew that they won when they opened the door.
哇，那个惊喜的表情真令人羡慕。
The look of surprise on people's face really made us jealous.
所以那几年我每次看超级杯足球，一到中场休息，我口里就一直说：“来我家，来我家。
”So every time when it got to the halftime of the Super Bowl, I would be repeating, "Come to my house, come to my house."
我好希望听到有人来按我家门铃的声音。
I was really hoping that somebody would ring my doorbell.
那时候我的好太太每次看到我的表现，都觉得好幼稚可笑。
Every time my wife saw my actions on this day, she would think it was childish.
那我连续几年被他取笑，那门铃也从来没有在那天响过。
But all the years that I waited for the doorbell to ring, it never rang.
其实那时候我们一点都不缺钱呢。
Actually, at that time, we didn't lack money at all.
跟周围的人，尤其跟我们年龄相近的人相比，我们的经济条件是相当令人羡慕的。
Compared to the people around us, we were actually admired by for our financial situation.
但是我还是会做那个一夜发财的梦。
But I still hoped for this sudden riches.
不过过去二三十年间，因为中过大奖的人数不少，就有一些后续的调查统计。
Because the number of people who have won a lottery is not few over the years, there has been some statistical analysis of these people.
就显示了一些非常清楚的警讯。
There are some really clear trends.
就是有很高比例的人中了大奖之后，人生反而陷到意想不到的悲惨状况。
The people who have won really big, most of the people who have won really big lottery have progressed to unimaginably terrible situations in their life.
有许多人就养成了挥霍无度的坏习惯，没有多少年之后反而破产了。
A lot of the winners have wasted their money with their bad habits and have ended up heavily in debt.
还有一些人是中奖之后必须立即面对一大堆来搭关系啊，想分一点好处的亲戚朋友啊，从此没有真正的朋友。
And also some lottery winners are visited by many, many friends and family who want to share with their riches and take advantage of them. The result is that they don't have any real friends.
很多人受不了，都要去躲起来。
Some people cannot handle this and they hide themselves.
还有一些人中了奖之后反而惹祸上身，流血丧命的都有。
Some people even run into physical troubles and die.
所以有好多曾经中过奖的人在接受采访的时候都说，中了大奖反而毁了他们的人生。
A majority of the winners who have given interviews say that their lottery winnings have ruined their lives.
不过其中几位也说，如果还有机会，他们还是想再中一次大奖。
Still, some of them feel if they had another opportunity, they would want to win the lottery again.
只是希望自己可以避免再犯同样的错误。
Only this time they would not make the same mistakes.
那请问在座的各位，你对这些事情的看法是什么？
So what about the people sitting here? What do you think of this?
你会想要中大奖吗？
Do you want to win the lottery?
我想我们当中的确有一些人真的并不梦想发财成为富足。
I think some people in our congregation really are not dreaming of becoming rich.
也许还有一些人真的是看到别人富足也一点都不羡慕。
And some of the people here really do not envy the rich people.
不过有没有人会像雅各一样更进一步的向神说，向神求不要让我成为富足的人。
But is there really anyone here like Agur who would ask God not to become rich?
他在第九节前半句解释说，恐怕我饱足不认你说耶和华是谁呢。
In verse 9, in the first half of verse 9, he says, otherwise I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord?
他知道富足的一大危险是人会变得自高自大。
Because he knows that one great danger of being rich is becoming arrogant.
不只是目中无人，也可能目中无神。
These people might not only disregard people, but also disregard God.
为了这个缘故，他宁可不要富足。
Because of this, Agur would rather not become wealthy.
以前我住在洛杉矶的时候，因为曾经在几个华人人口快速成长的地区传福音发展团契，接触到很多的华人。
When I lived in LA, because I was spreading the gospel in an area with an increasing Chinese population, I encountered a lot of different Chinese people.
而且是各行各业，背景差距很大的。
And the different backgrounds and that they were from, it was really large.
有不少是靠着在餐馆非法打工来维生的人。
Some of them were working illegally at restaurants.
有的没有钱租房间，就跟几个人合住在没有冷暖气的车库里面，夏天太热，冬天太冷。
Some of them did not even have money for rent, so they lived with some other people in garages with no heat or air conditioning.In the summer, they'd be too hot. In the winter, they'd be too cold.
但我同时也接触到好几个做生意的家庭，有的生意做得非常成功，非常有钱。
At the same time, I also interacted with a lot of families that were doing extremely well and had a lot of money.
虽然我们跟许多背景差距很大的人都建立起友谊。
And we built a lot of different friendships with these people from different backgrounds.
但是后来我和我太太感到很难过，因为发现继续把那些有钱人和其他人放在一起是有害处的。
But actually it made my wife and I somewhat sad because we saw that bringing together the rich people and the other people actually had some harmful effects.
那些很有钱的人心并不坏。
These people who have a lot of money were definitely not evil.
但是富足让他们常常在言谈当中显出自高的态度。
But the riches that they had slowly made them express some arrogant attitudes.
有时候他们的言语态度会伤到其他的人。
and its attitudes would hurt the people around them.
有的时候他们甚至也会表现出不敬畏神的态度。
And sometimes their behavior would show that they did not fear God.
那我想我们在伊塔卡面对的挑战可能比较不是钱财上的富足。
In Ithaca, our challenges might not be how wealthy we are,
而是知识成就上的富足。
But instead, how academically successful we are.
无论是基督徒或者是还没有信主的朋友, 都有一些人会因为自己在知识和成就上的富足而自高自大。
Among Christians and those who have not yet believed, there are people who become arrogant because of their academic accomplishments.
不只对人不谦卑, 在神面前也是如此。
They lack humility before others and humility before God.
人如果因为富足, 而与神没有好的关系, 其实是得不偿失的。
If people's relationship with God suffers because of their wealth, then that wealth isn't worth it at all.
反过来说, 如果因为在物质上不怎么富足, 反而懂得珍惜那更重要的, 那会是蒙福的。
And in turn, if one is materially poor, but appreciates the most important things in life, then they have a great blessing.
1990年的11月, 我和我太太工作的大电脑公司宣布要把我们在帕萨迪纳的厂关掉，所有的人都被遣散。In
November 1990, the big computer company my wife and I worked at announced that they were closing the Pasadena branch where we worked and would lay off everyone there.
虽然早就听到这个传言，在宣布的当天，还是对所有人都冲击很大。Even
though people had heard the rumors of the branch closing, this announcement was a huge shock to everyone.
那我和我太太和其中少数人非常幸运。
Actually, my wife and I were among the lucky few.
公司不但在车程仅1小时之外的另外一个厂给我们工作, 还提供条件非常优厚的搬家奖金及各项补助。
The company offered us a job at a different branch, only 1 hour's drive away, and even gave us a generous allowance for moving.
所以我们不但没有失业，还可以趁这个机会搬到一个更好的社区，住更新、更高级的房子。So
we did not only keep our jobs, but also we had an opportunity to move to an even fancier, even nicer house.
我们就在房地产经纪人的带领下去看了房子。So
we went to look at houses with a real estate agent.
但就在即将做决定之前，有一天我一个人开车来到一个十字路口，刚好遇到红绿灯，我就停下来。
So just a few days before our final housing decision, there was one day when I was driving and I stopped at a red light.
在这时候，一个墨西哥人的家庭从我眼前走过。
And there just happened to be a Mexican family who walked in front of me.
爸爸妈妈推着超市的那个购物车。
The mother and father were pushing a shopping cart.
那车中物品不多，装了两个小孩，然后后面还有几个小孩跟着。
So there weren't many things inside the car, but there were two children, and there were a few more children walking behind them.
一看就知道他们的经济条件并不好，可能只能勉强维生。
From what they were wearing, you could see that their financial situation wasn't great, and maybe they were only barely surviving.
但是他们全家大小脸上露出那个满足的笑容，深深地吸引了我的注意。
But the entire family had this contented smile on their faces that grasped my attention.
在那时刻，我强烈地感受到神借着那一幕向我说话。
In that moment, I could clearly identify that God was using this image to speak to me.
就在几天之后，神借着一对在华人教会当中很受敬重的牧师师母，来呼召我们夫妇全职侍奉。
A few days later, God used a highly respected couple, a pastor and pastor's wife in our church, to call my wife and I to full-time ministry.
于是我们把原来的房子卖了。 So
in the end, we sold our original house.
但没有去买那个更贵更高级的房子。But
we didn't buy a fancier house.
而是去换了一栋小得多也便宜多的condo。Instead,
we switched into a much smaller, cheaper condo.
再过几个月就辞去工作去读神学院了。And
after a few months, we quit our jobs and went to study in seminary.
在侍奉上，我也有过类似的感受。
In ministry, I had the same feelings.
我第一次去墨西哥短宣，心中就受到很大的冲击。
The first time that I went on a short-term missions trip to Mexico, my heart was really moved.
因为在洛杉矶虽然有很多非常兴旺人才济济的华人教会, 但在每间教会里面都常常有人批评这批评那, 为了一些小事而争。
In LA, although the Chinese church had many very successful, talented people, the church always had little disagreements and disputes about really small matters.
我去到墨西哥住在没有自来水没有自然供电 贫穷简陋的难民村子里面。
And when I went to Mexico, I lived in a place without tap water or electricity.
但是我看到当地的基督徒在这么简陋的环境当中却欢欢喜喜的同心侍奉。
But in this crude refugee village, I saw the local Christians serving happily together.
我真的觉得我们住在美国的这些基督徒在富足之中所发的批评、所争论的事情实在太肤浅、太愚昧了。
I really felt that in the American church, all these problems as in among our riches were just so foolish and superficial.
1997年1月 我第一次到大陆乡下的农村教课。
In January 1997, I went to teach in rural China for the first time.
那10天当中受到的冲击更大。
The shock of those 10 days was even bigger.
我们原来在加州这教会教成人主日学啊总是辛辛苦苦做出内容很有价值的讲义。
Whenever we taught Adult Sunday School at our church in California, we would always painstakingly prepare the lesson notes.
但是在班上几十位学生当中，如果有四五位肯把你那个讲义很爱惜的保存起来，你就偷笑了。If
just four or five of the dozens of students would just value those notes and keep them, it would be worth all of this hard work.
多半的人看过一次就把讲义扔了。
But most of the people just glanced at the notes once and threw them away.
那个16年前在农村的家庭教会教课，黑板又旧，灯光又不足。
But when I was teaching more than a dozen years ago in the countryside in China, the blackboard was really old and the light wasn't even enough.
但我却发现，每次我在黑板上写什么，每位学生都像当宝贝一样拼命地抄写在他们的笔记本上，连诗歌都全部抄。
But I realized that every word that I wrote on this blackboard was treated preciously and carefully recorded in their notebooks. Even the hymns were recorded in their notebooks.
就算是16年后的今天，我去大陆教课的时候，还是为他们学习的热忱很感动。
Even 16 years later today, whenever I go to teach the Bible in China, I'm touched by their passionate attitudes.
现在他们许多教会的同工也都有手机，也都用电脑，要拿现成的资料也都很方便。
Nowadays, many of the church workers there have cell phones and laptops, and they could easily look online for Bible notes, but they are still careful of avoiding the dangers of wealth.
在美国，我们一再劝基督徒要很好好的在神的话语上下功夫，不要每次排到大查经，都只拖到最后关头才匆匆去网上拷贝一些现成的资料。
In America, we emphasize spending time on the Word of God. We discourage coworkers from waiting until the last minute and downloading some ready-made Bible study guides from the internet.
因为这样做的话，常常在查经结束之后，连自己对经文都没有深入的了解。你讲给别人听的，自己都记不得。If
you do like this after Bible study, you cannot even understand the passage. The things that you taught yourself, you cannot even remember.
相对之下，那些没有这种科技资讯的富足，或者是选择不依靠这种富足的人，反而更加的敬畏神，更加的依靠神，也因此更多蒙神的祝福。On
the other hand, some people do not have this technology or choose not to rely on this technology. Instead, they fear God more, they respect God more, and in return, they are blessed more by God.
雅各看事情是看得很清楚的。
Agur saw this situation very clearly.
他知道富足有富足的危险，贫穷也有贫穷的危险，也就是人会因为贫穷而偷窃。He
saw that wealth has wealth's dangers and poverty has poverty's dangers. That is, that people who live in poverty will often steal.
的确，人在贫穷的处境当中，有可能会经不起试探而动偷窃的念头。
Actually, this is true. People who live in poor situations have a lot of trouble resisting the temptation to steal.
世界大文豪雨果在他的名著《悲惨岁月》里面，那个主角就是在穷到无法生存的困境当中动了偷窃的念头。
The main character in Victor Hugo's famous book Les Misérables struggles in poverty and cannot escape the temptation of stealing.
还好他遇到一位特别有爱心的神父，硬是把被他偷的东西算作是送给他的，他才没有被警察抓走。
Fortunately, he meets a loving priest who takes the things that he has stolen and counts them as given freely, and so he is not taken away by the police.
今天很多人未必真的是穷到无以为生，却还是因着某种意义上的贫穷而做偷窃的事。
Even today, although many people are not in such desperate situations, they are still motivated by a sense of poverty as they steal.
偷拿公家的东西。
For example, they people steal public things.
拿了属于别人私人的东西。
Or things that belong to other people.
报税的时候为了少付点税而作假。
Or when they are preparing their tax returns, they prepare them falsely to save some money.
圣经说该归给神的不给神是偷窃。
The Bible says that not giving God what is his is stealing.
但是许多基督徒信主多年之后还是持续偷窃。
But many long-time Christians are still stealing from God.
在金钱上是如此，在时间上也是如此。
They steal money and they steal time.
另外一些学生考试会作弊。
Another example is when students cheat on tests.
申请学校或申请工作会造假。
Or lie on applications for jobs or schools.
这也都是因着某一类的贫穷而去偷不该属自己的东西。
These are also motivated by a sense of poverty as they steal the things that they should not have.
那雅古尔知道富足和贫穷两种极端都有危险。
Agur knew that both extreme wealth and extreme poverty have danger.
他就宁可在物质生活当中处于中庸，啊，他觉得他只要神赐给他需用的饮食就心满意足了。
He would rather live in moderation materially. As long as God gave him the food that he needed, he would be satisfied.
我们刚刚读了保罗在提摩太前书里面的一段劝勉。
We just read an encouragement that Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verses 6 to 8.
让我们同声再来念跟着我用中文念一遍，跟着 Luke 用英文念一遍。
Okay. Let's read this together once with me in Chinese and once with Luke in English.
中文先来，请。然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力了，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食，就当知足。
Okay, but godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that.
保罗为了传福音被关在监牢的时候，曾经在写信给腓立比教会的时候，写了这么一段话。
When Paul was in jail for spreading the gospel, he wrote this message to the Philippians.
再说我们请 Luke 带大家先用英文读，然后我再带大家用中文读。
Let's read it together, first with Luke in English and then with me in Chinese. So English first. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength.
中文请。我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足。这是我已经学会了，我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。再次说，我知道大家都不想要贫穷，但是富足呢？
I know that no one wants poverty. But what about riches?
看了这些经文之后，你是还很渴望富足呢，还是更愿意像雅古尔一样做同样的祷告？
Are you, after reading this passage, are you still seeking wealth, or are you willing to pray Agur's prayer?
你是否也羡慕像保罗一样，知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，都得了秘诀。
Are you willing to say like Paul, be like Paul and know that what it is to be in need and know what it is to have plenty and to have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want?
现在我们来看雅古尔求的第一件事情，他求神使虚假和谎言远离他。
Now let's turn our attention to the first thing that Agur asks.
那他求的两件事是紧密相关的，贫穷和富足会带来更多的虚假和谎言的试探。
The two things he asked are related. Poverty and wealth will bring falsehood and lies.
不过，也不贫穷，也不富足，是比较与物质生活有关。
However, the second thing that Agur asks, that is to avoid poverty and riches,is more related to our daily material life.
而他求的第一件事情，也就是远离虚假和谎言，是关乎心灵。
The first thing that he asks, that is to avoid both falsehood and lies, is a little bit more of a heart issue.
在这两件事当中，他把他最看重的放在前面。
In both of these requests, he puts the things that he sees as more important first.
在我信主之后，很困扰的一件事情。就是我发现要改掉撒谎的毛病很困难。
After I believed in Jesus, one of the most bothering things to me was realizing that changing my lying habits was really difficult.
客观来说，我从小到大还真的算是比较乖的。
In general, I was a pretty good boy as a child.
但是在很多关键时刻，我会撒谎。
But in many important moments, I would lie.
而且我的脑筋动得很快，撒谎撒得又快又高明。
I had really quick reactions, and I made up incredible, perfect lies.
我还记得读小学的时候，有一次放学之后，我和一个同学跑去玩，玩得太晚了，他怕回家被骂。
I remember in elementary school, I went out to play with my classmate after school, and we played too late. My classmate was afraid that when he went home, he would get scolded.
我就不用打草稿的教他好几套很好的说辞，随他选用。
Without any preparation, I had many lies ready for my friend. All he had to do was to pick one of these masterful lies.
他当时佩服的五体投地，我也得意的不得了。
He worshipped me in admiration, and I felt proud of my lies.
当然，我后来还干过几个更大更高明的撒谎事件，不过说起来太羞愧，也不造就人，就不说了。
I had even more incredible and perfect lies in other situations, but telling these things would bring me so much shame and would not be helpful in building others up, so I'm not going to say them.
信主之后，这些事情非常的困扰我。
After believing in Jesus, this thing really bothered me.
我觉得我自己很像旧约的雅各。
I felt like I was like Jacob from the Old Testament.
内心有诡诈的罪性。
My heart was cunning and deceitful.
又还有人的小聪明。
I was crafty and shrewd.
一不警醒，撒谎的意念就会很快的发动。
If I was not careful, lies would unwittingly slip out.
我真的是非常认真的求神更新改变我的心。
I really begged God sincerely to change my heart.
我希望能够做个全然诚实的人。
To make me into a completely honest person.
不过有的时候还是会差点就在试探当中跌倒。
Sometimes I would still be.Close to falling into temptation to lie.
举一个实例。
Here's an example.
1997年，我们搬到 Ithaca.
In 1997, we moved to Ithaca.
虽然做个牧师时间常常不够用，但是考虑之后，还是决定自己割草，我就跑去 Sears 买了一个割草机。
Even though as a pastor, I often did not have any free time, I still decided that I would mow my own lawn. So I went to Sears to buy a lawnmower.
那买回来之后，哇，就兴致冲冲的照着说明书把它装配起来。
After coming back from buying the lawnmower, I excitedly started setting up the lawnmower.
然后把机油倒进去，接着倒汽油。
Then I took the engine oil and I poured it into the gas tank.
然后接着倒汽油。
Oh.
然后正要倒汽油的时候，发现糟了，我刚一不注意把机油倒到汽油槽里去了。
And just as I was pouring this engine oil, I realized that I'd made a huge mistake. I had
gasoline. I was about to pour the gasoline.
Oh, when I was about to pour the gasoline, I realized that I made a huge mistake. I had already poured the engine oil in the gas tank.
这下真的惨了，我使尽了一切办法都救不回这台割草机了。
I had not paid attention for a second and put the engine oil where the gasoline was supposed to be.
因为机油黏黏的把汽油的管子给堵塞了。
Everything was ruined all of a sudden because the engine oil had clogged the gasoline intake.
那才刚买还没有用，懊恼的不得了，因为买割草机是为了省钱啊，这下损失惨重啊。
I just bought this lawnmower and I had not even used it. I was so upset. I bought this lawnmower to save money, but now it was a huge waste of money.
那我就想打电话给 Sears 问我可以怎么办。
I wanted to call Sears and ask what can I do?
还没拨电话之前，试探来了。
Before I'd even picked up the phone, temptation came.
在美国退东西都是又简单又干脆的。
In America, it's so easy to return things.
我把它拿回去退，随便编个理由，问题就解决了，一毛钱也不损失，多好啊！
If I return the lawnmower for any old reason, it would not cost me one penny. What a great deal!
我其实还不是只想了几秒钟，里面那个处于最新的小聪明很活泼的，要想得面面俱到。
I actually thought about this for more than a few seconds. My crafty nature came out with force.
但是感谢神，我们这些把耶稣接到心里来的人。里面还有另外一个声音。
But thank the Lord, we who have accepted Jesus into our hearts have another voice inside us that quickly said.
那个声音很快的说，不可以。
That quickly said no.
不只是个声音，还是个力量。
It was not just a voice; it was also power.
那是真的是一个意志上的选择，选择顺服神，让神做主，还是顺服罪性，让私欲做主？
At that time, it was a matter of will. Would I choose to serve God and let God rule my life? Or would I serve my sinful nature and let my selfish desires rule over me?
神提醒我，难道生以前让我学的功课还不够？难道我还看不清楚吗？
God reminded me, weren't the lessons he had already taught me enough? Did I not yet see the situation clearly?
不管是几百块、几千块，甚至是几万块，有什么比顺服神更划算、更值得的呢？
Even if I lost a few hundred dollars or a few tens of thousands of dollars, was anything more valuable or worthy than serving God?
我就打了电话给 Sears， 诚诚实实讲了情形。
So I called Sears and honestly told them the situation about what had happened.
那他们叫我拿回去检查，看他们有没有办法修。
So they told me to bring it back in and to see if they could possibly fix it.
我开车去的路上一直想，哎呀，只要能修就不错了，只是不知道要花多少钱。
As I drove to Sears, I was thinking that if only they could fix it, then that would be pretty good. I just didn't know how much it would cost me.
哎，到了 Sears 那个部门的负责小姐很干脆的说。他们可以试着清洗汽油槽，也许就能修好了。我问他多少钱，他说你才刚买，我就不收你钱了。
When I arrived at Sears, the lady at the service counter told me directly that they would do their best to get the oil out and fix the lawnmower. And I asked her how much it would cost, and she said, "Because you just bought it, we're not going to charge you anything."
那我一听当然高兴得不得了。
As soon as I heard this, I was ecstatic.
不过一高兴又得意起来了。
But after this excitement, I thought.Again.
Yeah, 我想也许我受到这个待遇是天经地义的，然后我就问他说，哎呀，是不是你们也常常遇到别的顾客也犯过同样的错啊？
I thought maybe if I do the same kind of things, I can still have a good deal.
谁知他回答说 ，Never heard of it before. You are the first one.
So I asked her if anyone had ever done this before, and she said, I never heard of this before. You're the first one.
回家路上我一路思想，人真的是何等脆弱。
On the way home, I kept thinking of how weak humans are.
身为一个信主这么多年还参与侍奉的基督徒，就这么容易，差一点点为了几百块就把主给卖了。
After believing the Lord for so many years and serving the Lord in so many areas, it was so easy for me to almost betray the Lord for a few hundred dollars.
我只能说。感谢神的保守。
I can only say, thank God for His protection.
我也相信神的心意是要我们基督徒选择圣洁，选择诚实，选择真正的敬畏神。
I also believe that God wants us Christians to choose holiness, choose honesty, and truly fear God.
第八节除了谎言之外，还提到虚假。
Verse 8 also mentions another issue besides lies and falsehood.
这里希伯来文原意指的是空虚或者是没有意义的言语和行为。
The original Hebrew word is defined as empty or meaningless words or behavior.
那各个版本的英文圣经为了翻译的简洁，都只用了一个字，也就只翻出其中一面的意思。
Every different English translation chooses to translate this more simply with just one word.
NIV 翻 falsehood 就是假。
NIV translates falsehood.
那 King James Version 翻 vanity 空虚。
King James Version translates it falsehood into vanity.
那 New American Standard 翻 deception 就是诈欺瞒骗。
The New American Standard translates it as deception.
比一比，你会不会觉得我们中文圣经的翻译虚假最棒，又简洁又全面？
As you can see when you put these side by side, the Chinese translation is clearly the better one.
那我想这些翻译都可以帮助我们自我省察，我们是否有的时候在人面前表现出来的并不真，是虚的，是装出来的。
I think these translations can help us understand that when we use falsehoods, it's actually empty. It's meaningless.
我们是否会说一些大话，说一些漂亮的话，好听的话，来换取人的好印象？
And don't we sometimes speak these kinds of lies in front of other people to leave a good impression with them?
或者我们遮掩、隐藏自己不愿意承认的过犯？
Or we try to hide or refuse to repent of our own mistakes.
那雅古尔早先在第五节和第六节的祷告很有参考价值。
Agur already showed us in verses 5 and 6 of his prayer a good frame of reference.
很显然他认为一个人是否诚实，真正的远离虚假和谎言，关键是在于他对于神话语的态度。
He considers whether a person is honest or not and is far away from falsehood and lies depends only on his attitude towards God's word.
愿意把神的话语视为至高而绝对的标准，而且老老实实照着去做的，才是诚实的人。
Willingness to recognize God's word as the highest standard and to honestly follow God's words, that is a truly honest person.
现在我们再次看他整个祷告。
Now let's look again at Agur's complete prayer.
第八节是他祷告的两件事，第九节是他解释的原因。
In verse 8, he lists his two requests, and in verse 9, he gives his reasons for these two requests.
从他第九节前半部和后半部的两个解释，我们可以清楚看到，在雅古尔的心目当中，没有什么比他与神的关系更重要。
From the first and second halves of the explanation in verse 9, we can see that in Agur's eyes, nothing is more important than his personal relationship with God.
想想我们自己。
Think about ourselves.
在你为你自己的一生祈求的时候，在你心目当中，你与神的关系占有多重要的地位？
When you are praying about your entire life, in your eyes, how high of a position does your relationship with God hold?
现在我们来看第七节，雅古尔对神说，我求你两件事，在我未死之先不要不赐给我。
Now let's look at verse 7 where Agur says to God, two things I ask of you, Lord, do not refuse me before I die.
未死之先真正要表达的意思是在我活着的时候，在我还活着的时候。
Before I die actually means while I am still living.
所以整句话的意思并不是说，哎呀，有两样东西，我年轻的时候有或没有都没有关系，只要在我死之前给了我就好了。
So the meaning of this sentence is not that these two things, if I don't have them when I'm young, it doesn't really matter, but as long as I have them before I die, it's okay.
雅古尔的意思是说，这两件事情很重要，从今天一直到他离世，只要他还活着，都恳求神持续的在这两件事情上保守看顾他。
Agur's meaning is that from today until he dies, as long as he is alive, He requests that God will give him these two things and protect him in these two areas.
这两件事情是他这一生时时刻刻日日月月年年最重要的，是他希望最能代表他一生的事情。
In other words, these two things are in his whole life, in every second, day, month, and year, the two things that he hopes will define his life.
我在读神学的时候，有一门课的老师挑了很多的圣经经文来考我们。
When I was in seminary, I had a professor who took a lot of Bible verses and tested us.
看我们能不能讲出每一句经文是哪一个圣经人物一生的代表性总结。
Tested us to see if we could identify that particular Bible person whose life was summarized with that Bible passage.
现在我也来考考你们。So
I'm going to test you guys.
他为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人，指的是谁？
He was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. Who is it?
不错，摩西哈。
Moses, not bad.
他在世的时候遵行了神的旨意，就睡了。When
he had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep. Who is it?
我太太。 他有指引，答得对，大卫。
My wife and Jing, no. It's David.
他是个义人，在当时的世代是完全人，他与神同行。
He was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God.
诺亚。Noah.
他被称为劝慰子，是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心。 He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith.
巴拿巴。Barnabas.
他是个敏捷的文士，通达神所赐的律法书，立志考究，遵行，并教导他人。 He was a teacher well-versed in the law of Moses, and he had devoted himself to the study, observance, and teaching of the law of the Lord.
以斯拉。在他以前和以后，没有王向他尽心尽性尽力地归向神，遵行律法。Neither
before nor after Josiah was there a king like him and who turned to the Lord as he did with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his strength in accordance with all the law of Moses. I gave away the answer.
西西亚的称赞跟这很类似，约西亚。你呢？你希望你一生的写照是什么？
What about you? What do you want to be written in summary of your life?
将来你的儿女或所有认识你的人想到你的时候，会想到什么？
Or your children and all the people who know you, what will they think of when they think of you?
雅各儿祷告不只是我们在祷告上可以效法的榜样，这句未死之先还多给我们几点提醒。Abba's
prayer is not only an example we can follow, but also this phrase "before I die" gives us an opportunity to reflect.
贫穷和富足这些都只是今生的事，在我们身体死亡之后，他们就全都无关紧要了。
Poverty and wealth are things on this earth. After our bodies die, these things are not important to us at all.
倒是我们的心灵,
but in our heart.
尤其是我们与神的关系,
especially our relationship with God.
重要性是跨越肉体的死亡,
the importance lasts beyond our physical bodies.
是关乎永生,
it deals with our everlasting life.
而且我们将来在永恒当中会如何, 是在于我们肉身还活着的时候做什么样的选择。
Our future eternal life is determined by what kind of choices we make in our physical bodies.
我们来唱一首回应的诗歌。
Let's sing a song of response.
主是我万有。
Be thou my vision.
愿这首诗歌成为我们的祷告。
Let's have this song serve as our prayer.
用你习惯的语言。
Use whatever language is most comfortable.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. My life,
弟兄
brothers in verse 4
天上大君王 光明的太阳 用我向天乐 做一大声张 我心属你心 永无变革
Let's pray together. We come together before God and examine ourselves.
你是否有说谎言的习惯?
Do you have a habit of lying?
是否有虚假的问题?
Do you have a problem with falsehood?
为什么会这样?
Why is it like this?
神的话语是否在你心中占着有绝对重要的地位?
Does the word of God take the first position in your heart?
你是否仍然会偷窃别人的偷窃神的?
Do you ever steal what is others or steal what is God's?
是因为 哪一方面的贫穷?
Is it because of that feeling of that sense of poverty?
你是否愿意绝对不再靠偷窃来解决问题，而是像雅各一样向神祷告，不过度的贫穷?
Do you ever are you willing to stop using stealing to solve your problems, instead be like Agur and pray to be away from poverty and riches?
你是否仍梦想着渴望的富足, 还是为了保守敬畏神的心而宁可不要太富足?
Do you still dream of being wealthy, or because you prioritize your relationship with God, do you want to not be too rich?
主啊，求你保守我们的心。
Lord, protect our hearts.
让我们爱慕你胜过爱慕世上的一切。
Help us to love you more and love you completely.
也让我们因着紧紧跟随你，能够得着最大的祝福。
Please help us to come close to you and rely on you to get the greatest blessing from you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，在欢迎跟报告之前，我想